ברוכים הבאים רבותיי. Welcome to another edition of our Thursday night class. The Gemara says, "Be'echad be'adar mashmi'in ala shekalim," that on the first day of Adar, in the olden days, in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, they used to make an announcement to the Jewish people that it's time to collect the tax called Mahasita Shekel. In the olden days, they had a Beit HaMikdash, and the Beit HaMikdash needs maintenance to run. You have to pay for the Korbanot. The Korbanot must come from the entire Jewish people. So how do they accomplish that? On Rosh Chodesh Adar, they make an announcement, Rabotai, we're going to collect shekalim. Any male that's above the age of 20 has to donate mandatory ma'asita shekel. Once they collect all the money, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they take all the new funds and they start the new budget for the upcoming year. That's the law of Mahasita Shekel. Today, unfortunately, Harev Beit HaMikdash. Ve'en lanu lo kohen, ve'lo levi, ve'lo Yisrael. We don't have any service. However, the Hachamim, they established for us a special reading of the Torah called Parashat Shekalim. What does it mean? Just like the Gemara says, whoever reads the parasha of the Korbanot, it's like he brought a Korban. So too, whoever reads Parashat Shekalim, it's like he gave the Shekalim. This week, Rabotai, happens to be Parashat Shekalim. This is Shabbat Shekalim. Always the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Adar. So tonight, Be'azat Hashem, I'd like to explain in depth some of the secrets that are behind this parasha. The parasha is in Kitisa. You'll see on Shabbat we're going to take out a second sefer. Vayedaber Adonai Moshe Lemor, Kitisa et Rosh Bnei Yisrael lefkudehem. When you're going to count the head of the Jewish people, Venatenu ish kofen nafsho lehashem b'fkod otam. Each person will give a certain amount. V'lo yeh b'em negef b'fkod otam. And there won't be any negef. There won't be any damage. There won't be any troubles. The counting or the giving of the ma'asita shekel, the Torah guarantees, will protect us. How much should I have to give? Zeh yitenu. Kol ha'over al ha'pekudim, mahasit ha'shekel, b'shekel ha'kodesh. Half a shekel. How much is half a shekel? 20 gera shekel. 1 shekel is 20 gera. Is 20 gera. Gera is a shi'ur. 20 gera is a full shekel. Mahasit ha'shekel. So you have to give half of 20, which is 10. 10 gera. I ask you tonight two questions. Why does the Pasuk say, Ki tisa et rosh b'nei Yisrael, when you're going to count the heads of the Jewish people? It should say, Ki tisa b'nei Yisrael, when you're going to count the Jewish people. Let everybody give a half a shekel. What do you mean? You count heads? You're not counting heads. Everybody that was 20 gives a half a shekel. What's the reason why the Torah goes out of its way to say, Rosh b'nei Yisrael? Even though we have a saying, they take a head count. But that doesn't mean anything. Why would the Torah refer to it as Rosh b'nei Yisrael? And a stronger question, why does the Pasuk say, Asrim gera shekel, ma'asit shekel? A shekel is 20, but don't give 20. Give half of 20. It's backwards. Just say, give 10, 10. You understand the question? What are you telling me? Aslim gera. But don't give Aslim gera. Give half of Aslim. Azaka Baruch. Half of Aslim is what? Asara. So just say, give Asara. In order to understand this, we need to quote a piece from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says something very, very cryptic. One line. It's in this parasha Kitisa. Abna l'mishkal ba da yud 20 gera shekel da yud. If you take the letter yud, yud, do you understand? But if you spell the letter yud, yud vav dalid, is yud, correct? How much is yud vav dalid equal? Yud is 10, vav dalid is 10. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, 20 gera shekel, 20 actually could be yud. Because if you spell the word yud out, yud vav dalid, it equals 20. That's all it says. Now there's no way you could just read the Zohar HaKadosh and think you understand it. It's nice. 20? 20 is yud. Yud vav dalid. Azach baruch. But in one little line of Zohar HaKadosh, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai put so much secrets. Be'ezrat Hashem, tonight we hope to uncover and reveal the secrets of what this one line of the Zohar HaKadosh says. You have to know this is a holy night on the calendar. For the past 6 weeks, the Jewish people go through a period called the Shovavim. It's a 6 week period. And the holy books say that the 6th week is the most significant week. And the 6th night of the 6th week, which they call Shishi Sheba Shishi, the 6th night of the 6th week, which is tonight. So this is a very, very special night in Klal Yisrael, a holy night. Be'ezrat Hashem, with the Kiddushah of tonight, hopefully we'll be able to reveal some of the deep explanations. I will go slow, not for you, for me, because we have to build to get to the high levels. We begin with the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Masechet Shekalim, Dav Vav. I quote, listen to the Gemara. It's befitting, Masechet Shekalim. That's what we're learning, Shekalim. Rabbi Yoshua Ber Ibn Hamya B'Shem Rabbi Yohanan Ben Zakkai. The rabbis over here are asking, yeah, you have to give half a shekel. Okay, no problem. But the half a shekel has to be the value of 10 gera. So the Gemara wants to know why. Why would Hashem pick a coin that weighs 10 gerah? Gerah is a measure. Maybe we would say like 10 ounces, but it's not 10 ounces. Maybe more like 10 grams. Why would the Torah tell us it has to be 10 gerah? What's the magic of 10? So what's the Gemara answer? Lefi she'avru al aseret ha'diberot. Since the Jewish people, when they worshipped the golden calf, the Egel, they went against the Ten Commandments. So it's a tikkun. The Jewish people worshipped the Egel. The Gemara says by worshipping the Egel, they actually went against the Ten Commandments. The Egel is Avodah Zarah. What is that? Forget about the Zarah. You're not only going against 10, you're going against all 613. Why does the Gemara say, they broke 10? Let them bring 10. So I'm going to explain to you the way the Baal HaTurim says. You might have heard this once before from me, but the review is well worth it. Rabbeinu Sa'adia Gaon writes that we have 613 mitzvot in the Torah, Taryag mitzvot. We actually have another 7. Those are the mitzvot from the Rabbanan. Those are the mitzvot from the rabbis. So altogether in our religion, we have 620 commandments. 613 from the Torah, plus 7 mid Rabbanan. Which is 620. So Rav Sa'adia Gaon writes, all the mitzvot are hinted in the Ten Commandments. All the Taryag mitzvot, plus the 7 mitzvot Rabbanan, they're all in the Ten Commandments. I look at the Ten Commandments, I don't see, I just see 10. When Rav Sa'adia Gaon looked at the Ten Commandments, he saw 620. That's the difference between us and Rav Sa'adia Gaon. He had X-ray vision. He said, if you count the letters of the Aseret HaDibirot, count it, Anochi, Aleph is 1, Nun, Chaf, Yud, count from Anochi all the way to the end, how many letters do you have? 620. So he says, the 620 letters that are in the Ten Commandments correspond to 620 mitzvot. Each letter corresponds to another mitzvah. How? He explains how. But what do you see over here? That the Ten Commandments are like a skeleton of the entire picture. That means, when we read the Aseret HaDibirot, you're not reading just the 10 laws. Over there in those laws, it includes the whole entire item. Kol HaTorah Kula. Now we understand what the Gemara means over here. By worshipping the Egel, that's Avodah Zarah. They went against the entire Torah, which is really included in the Aseret HaDibirot. So the Gemara says, they went against 10. So the tikkun is what? Let them bring Asara Gera. 10 corresponding 10. So we see that the Ma'asita Shekel is really a kapara to the sin of the Egel. They worship the golden calf. That means they denounce the whole Torah. They're going after idols, after foreign gods. So Borei Olam says, you went against the Ten Commandments, which is really the whole Torah. You know what you have to do now? Once a year, you need to make a tikkun. 10 for 10. Therefore bring Asara Gera. As a side point, did you ever hear a statement, when they talk about the Torah, they talk about Keter Torah. Keter the Torah, the crown of the Torah. Where did they get this statement, Keter Torah, the crown of Torah? Granted, the Talmidei Hakamim are like kings. Hakamim say, Man Malchei Rabbanan. The Hakamim are like kings, and a king wears a crown. But why do they refer to it Keter? What's the numerical value of Keter? Chaf, Taf, Resh, 620. Since there's 620 components of the Torah, 613 plus 7, so we refer to somebody that has the whole Torah, he merited to wear Keter Torah. Good. So now we understand the Gemara. But I'd like to explain tonight, Be'azat Hashem, on a much deeper level, what does it mean? They went against the Ten Commandments, so God says, let them bring Asara Gera. In order to understand this, I introduce to you something that's written in this week's parasha. The Torah is talking about somebody that got injured. So the Torah says, the person that damaged has to pay. Has to pay for the damages. Not only does he have to pay for the damages, but it says, Verapo Yerapeh. The person that got injured goes to a doctor and he's able to present the doctor's bill to the person that damaged him. Listen, the doctor charged him $1,000 to give him medicine, to heal him. So the Torah says, you can give it to the one that damaged to pay. But the Gemara learns a big hadush over here. V'rapo yirapeh mikan shenitan reshut lerofeh lerapot. From here we learn that you're allowed to go to doctors. If the Torah says v'rapo yirapeh, means you're going to a doctor, rofeh. What do you mean? I need a pasuk to tell me I go to a doctor? Yes. Because maybe you're not allowed to go to doctors. Maybe I would say, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu brought this damage to the person, you cannot go undo it. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the guy to suffer. Where do we know that you're allowed, when a person is sick, to go and seek medical advice? From this week's parasha, V'rapo yirapeh. The Gemara asks, or Tosafot asks, why double language? V'rapo yirapeh. Just say v'rapo. What's the double language? So Tosafot says, there's two type of illnesses that a person has. One is an external illness. Let's say he broke a bone, or something of that sort. And then one type of illness is internal. He has a disease inside of him. So the Pasuk is coming to tell you, both type of diseases, rapo yirapeh, no matter what type of disease a person has, he's allowed to go. If it's self-inflicted, or even if it's inflicted from God, the person go to the doctor. That's why Tosafot says, v'rapo yirapeh. But I'm going to tell you, on a higher level, what this Gemara is saying. How can I explain this to you? You're going to have to accept what I'm going to tell you. Listen, you're coming to Shi'ur not to hear things that you know already. Many times, after we say a Hiddush in a Shi'ur, one of the members comes to us and says, I never knew that. What do you want us to tell you? Things you know? And then if I tell them things that they know, what do they say? We knew that already. So you can't win. Tonight, I'm going to introduce to you things that you never heard of. Things that are above all of our levels. But it's important to open your horizons in order to understand the depth of the Torah. We know the name of Hashem is Yudke Vavke. That's easy. Do you know that each one of the letters of Hashem's name represents another concept? I'll explain to you. Borei Olam has different measures, has different characteristics. The way we attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the highest level is called Keter. Like I mentioned, Keter is the highest level. Then you have Chokhmah. Chokhmah is wisdom. Then you have Bina. That's another type of wisdom. Keter, Chokhmah, Bina. Then you have Chesed. We talk about Chesed. Gibura, Teferet, Nesach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. Don't get confused. These are all levels, the way we attach us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's three on top. Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina. That's the high levels. We wish we could get to these high levels of Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina. And then you have six below that, that we can relate to. Chesed, Gibura, Tiferet, Nesach, Hod, Yesod. One day I hope I can explain to you these six. These six are understandable. And then, so you have three on top, then you have six, and then on the bottom you have what's called Malchut. Okay, one day I'll explain to you Malchut also. But you have to understand the concept. Just conceptually, you have three on top, that's the high levels, and then you have six on the bottom levels, and then the one on the bottom. Think of Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke is how many letters? Four. The holy books say, the Yud of Yudke Vavke, whenever you see the Yud, that represents Chokhmah. Chokhmah, that's the letter of wisdom. The next time you run into the letter Yud, you should be excited. Yud is Chokhmah, is wisdom, is knowledge. Guess what the hair is? Bina. Okay, beautiful. So you have Chokhmah, Bina. You know what the Vav is? The Vav is the six. Chesed, Geburah, Teferet, Nesach, Chod, Yesod. Vav is six. And then the last hair is Malchut. So look at that. In the Yudke Vavke, you have from Chokhmah all the way down. I know you're going to ask me, where's Keter? Nat is asking, hey, Rabbi, where's the Keter? You told us 10 and you give us 9. So I'm going to answer for him. You ever see a Yud? On the top of the Yud is a little crown on top of the Yud. A little hair that comes on the top. That crown on top of the Yud is the Keter. Okay, now you understand better. That doesn't help me too much. But trust me, I'm not going to go beyond the boundaries of what this class is. But if you could just tell me, Rabbi, I accept the Yud of Yudke Vavke is Chokhmah. I'll explain it to you. As we go through the Shi'ur, more things will be clear to you. And by the end, you'll say, aha, that's the way you have a Shi'ur. You're not supposed to understand everything immediately. You need to uncover and uncover. And finally, at the end, you say, ah, that's what he was talking about. So just digest. So he says, the Arizal writes like this. And then I'll read it to you inside. I want you to hear his language. He says like this. When a person has Chokhmah, when he has the letter Yud, when he's connected to Chokhmah, which is the wisdom of the Torah, of course, Chokhmah gives a person life. The Pasuk says in Kohelet, HaChokhmah techaye et ba'aleha. The wisdom gives a person life. So when you're holding on to the Yud, beautiful, you're alive. Not only you're alive, you're vibrant, you're healthy. But Chas v'Shalom, when a person lets go of Chokhmah, he lets the Yud out of his grasp, finished. Can I tell you a derasha? The pasuk says, "Orech yamin bimina, ubismola osher v'chavod." You ever hear that pasuk? Orech yamin, long life, bimina is on the right. On the right, I'm on the right. I don't see orech yamin over here. What do you mean orech yamin bimina? If you take the name of Hashem that I just told you, Yudke Vavke, what's the rightmost letter? The Yud. Ah, so the pasuk says, "Orech yamin." Bimina, those that are connected to the Yud, that's Chokhmah. Oh, they have life. If you understand this, there's a pasuk in the Tehillim. It's in the 41st chapter, chapter Mim Anif. This is Lam Nasayah Mazulah David, Ashrim Maskil Ildal. The pasuk says, Hashem yisa'adenu al eres devai. Kol mishkabo hafachta b'chodyo. I explain. This is talking about somebody that's sick, Chas v'Shalom. So it says, Hashem yisa'adenu, God will support him. Al eres devai. What's eres devai? God will support him on the bed of illness. Eres is a bed. Devai is illness. When a person is on a deathbed, the deathbed in Tehillim is called Eres Devai. Learn Hebrew. Eres is a bed. Devai is deathbed. Don't worry, David HaMelech says. If a person, Chas v'Shalom, is on his deathbed, Hashem Yisa'adenu, Borei Olam will help you. כל משכבו הפכת בחוליו. בורא עולם will turn over his sickness. And instead of sickness, he'll become healthy. That's the simple explanation of the pasuk. Now I'm going to read to you what Rav Ari said on the pasuk. Listen to what he says. Vehine. Harizal katav al pasuk Hashem yisadenu al eres devai. Kol mishkavo hafachta becholyo. כי מי שהוא חולה, if you see a person that's sick, הנה מתוח עליו מידת הדין. On him, there's judgment. Instead of being under mercy, the sick man is under the judgment of God. Now I told you, where does health come from? From the letter Yud. והחוכמה תחיית בעליה, that's the letter Yud. The letter Yud is how much in Hebrew? 10. How do you say 10 in Hebrew? Esed. Esed, if you switch the letters around, spells the word Eris. Eris is a bed. 10 is also Yud. Yud Vav Dalid. Yud Vav Dalid backwards is Devai. And therefore the Arizal explains that when a person is on his deathbed, Eres Devai, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched, instead of Eser and Yod, it turned to Eres Devai. Again, I said a big thing just now. The Yod is the Chokhmah. From the Yud, that's where a person has life. When he connects himself to the Chokhmah. How do you say Yud? Yud, Yud Vavdal, Yud. How do you say Yud? Also Esir. When you switch the letters of Yud and Esir around, from Esir you have Eris, and from Yud you have Devai. So the Arizal writes, V'hineh Yud hu Esir. ויוד מלאה למפרע, יוד ובדלת, הוא דווי. ועשר נתפך לערס. That means, when a person, for some reason, disconnects from the Chokhmah, when he disconnects from the letter Yud, so the letter Yud itself turns on him. From Yud turns דווי, from עשר turns ערס, and now Hashem יסעדן, oh, now already he needs divine assistance. That's what it means. Kol mishkavo hafachta. On his bed, you were switched. Hafachta. You switched eser to eres, and you switched yod to devai. Kol mishkavo hafachta. You switched it around. Oh. Once you accept what I just told you, we can explain what the Torah meant in this week's parasha. The pasuk says, "Verapo yerape." Person goes to the doctor. I asked you, why does it say a double language? "Verapo yerape." Now I give you the answer. "Verapo," you'll get a healing. You know how you get a healing? "Yerape." You know what "yerape" stands for? Yud Rape, which means by connecting back to the letter Yud, which is Chokhmah, that's how you get healed. The Torah is not only telling you you can go to a doctor. The Torah is giving you the way that a person gets healthy. Virapo. What, take a Tylenol? Take a penicillin? No, the Torah is giving you the deep. Virapo, how? Yirape. Yud Rape. Connect yourself back to the letter Yud, which is the Chokhmah, and you'll be healed. Are we okay so far? Did anybody lose me yet? Okay, good. If you got to this level, we can take you on the elevator upstairs, now to the next level. You remember when the Jewish people were in Egypt? Don't do it. Listen good. When the Jewish people were in Egypt, God says, Jewish people, don't worry. All the sickness that I gave to the Egyptians, don't worry, you're not going to get any of those sicknesses. You know why? Because I am your doctor. All those maladies and mahalot that the Egyptians got, you're not going to get. It's interesting. The Torah refers to the plagues not as makot. The Torah refers to the plagues as mahalot. I wouldn't have called them sicknesses. We always say makot. But the Torah refers to them as mahalot, as sicknesses. Why? Because it's coming to say like this. What happened to the Egyptians? God brought 10 plagues. I told you, what's 10? 10 is Esir. Esir is Iris. Yod is 10. Devai. Since sickness comes from the Yod that gets turned around, so therefore the Egyptians, God made 10 plagues, which means He turned the Yod around to make it Iris Devai. So it's really a sickness. So God says, don't worry. Kol ha-mahala asher shamti b'Mitzrayim, that came from taking away the Yud from them, instead of Eser, it turned to Eres, instead of Yud, turned to Devai, lo asim alecha. Gen Yashim Rafa'echa. Oh. This is a Gemara in Berachot. I just gave you a key. Whenever you hear Divrei Torah like this, store it in your memory, because it's like a credit card. You're going to be able to use it in many places. One day you'll be sitting in another shiur, and you hear the rabbi saying something, you say, ah, wait, I remember the rabbi said in the shiur, the yud, the chokmah, esed, eres, devai, oh, that's the deathbed, oh, and I'm going to connect it. I'll give you an example. The Gemara Berachot, Daf He. Gemara says a story. Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Halash. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba got sick. Me'al legabe Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan went to visit him. Bikur Cholim. It's okay. Ve'amar le. So he tells him, Habibin Alecha Yisurin. He says, Rabbi, you enjoying the sickness? You enjoying it? I don't know why he would enjoy it. But he told him, you enjoying it? I'm not enjoying them all. Not them and not the reward. Which he's really telling the rabbi, get me better. Give me beracha. Amar le, hav li yedach. He says, give me a hand. Yehav le yeda. So he gave him his hand. Ve'ukhme. Interesting Gemara. He made bikur cholim. You happy? No, I'm not happy. Ah, okay. So he tells him, give me a hand. Have the yedach. Rabbi sticks out his hand. Rabbi Yohanan sticks out his hand. They just, pulls him up. Pulls him up. He made better. He got it better. What's this business over here? This is a new type of medicine? Hand therapy? What does he got to give him his hand for? Well, he's shaking hands. Hazaka Baruch. Oh, just tell him. If I should ema. No, give me your hand. Have the yedach. What's going on over here? So listen to the way Rav Ben Ishchai explains. Rav Ben Ishchai is in Ben Yehoyada. Ben Ishchai says like this. Nir'eli b'si'ata d'shmaya. Omro, have li yedach. Apima shikatav Rabbeinu Ari. B'pasuk. Hashem yis'adenu al eres devai. We just learned this. Ki hayod shu sod ha-chokma nehpecha le-otiyot devai. The yod turned into devai. Ve'azeh ketiv kol mishkavo hafachta. Neholyo. Ve'kan kesh'amar lo hav li yedach. Kivan o kiven beteva yedach להפוך לו דווי לאותיות יוד, שהיא נרמזה במשמעות ידח, כלומר יודח. Which means he was telling him, you know why you're sick? Because some reason you're disconnected from the yod. So he told him, have li yodach, give me a hand. But in depth he was saying, have li yodach, give me the yod. Let me fix the yod that you are. Your sickness is because Esed and yod turn into Erez Devai. So he said, have li yodach, give me your yod. Let me fix your yod for you. You never went to the doctor and he said, give me your yod. What yod? What am I going to give you a yod? Do I have in my pocket a yod? How do I give you a yod? But these rabbis knew what they were talking about. He says, yes, it seems if I'm sick, something happened with the chokhmah, I disconnected. So he said, don't worry, have the yodach, let me fix your yod, and Be'ezat Hashem will be better. That's the depth of the hachamim. When they saw a sick person, that's the way they looked at it. Oh. Once we get to this level, I'm going to explain to you like this. And this is something we can understand. This is understandable. When we pray every day in the Tefillot, we say, Ki em hayenu ve'orich yamenu. The Torah is our life. All of our neshamot receive life from the Torah itself. The Torah is Etz Chaim. It's a tree of life to those that hold on to it. Etz Chaim hi lemahazikim ba b'tomchei ha'me'ushar. All of our neshamot are connected to the letters of the Torah. There are 600,000 letters of the Torah. Don't count it. Take my word. The way the holy books tell us, there's 600,000 letters. And how many neshamot are there in the Jewish people? 600,000 neshamot. I know there's more than 600,000 Jews, but it means each of us have a piece of a neshama. And each neshama is connected to one of the letters of the Torah. The more you learn Torah, the more you're connected to life. When you disconnect from Torah, Chas v'shalom, you're disconnecting from Chokhmah. When you disconnect from Chokhmah, there goes the Yod. The Yod turns into Devai. The Esed turns into Erez Devai. Hashem Yisadenu. Oh, Hashem, God help you. That's why the Gemara says, when a person is learning Torah, he cannot die. When you're learning, it's a life insurance. David HaMelech Alav HaShalom asked God, when am I going to die? He says, I can't tell you. That's a secret. The day of death, nobody could know. Could you just tell me the day of the week? I'll tell you the day you're going to die on a Shabbat. So David HaMelech had a plan. I'll study Torah every Shabbat from sunset until Motzei Shabbat, 25 hours. He didn't take his head out of the book. The Satan won't be able to get me. Because when you're connected to the life, Satan can't come and take you. Sure enough, the Shabbat he was supposed to die, he was learning. The Satan's trying to get him. The Satan tells Borei Olam, I can't get him. He doesn't take his head out of the book. It's your problem. You got to get him. It's his day. What happened? Satan went into the backyard of David HaMelech and made a noise in the trees in the backyard. For 1 second, David HaMelech took his head out of the book to see what's going on. Ah, he took his head out of the book. He let go of the Etz Chaim just for 1 nanosecond. Satan was able to get him. So you see, when we talk about, now we get into understanding. Yod, Chokhmah, all that's esoteric. In my language it means Torah. When you connect the Chokhmah of the Torah, which is corresponding to Yod, when you learn, Ki em hayenu ve'orich yamenu. Learning gives a person life. I saw big Gedolei Yisrael. One time I visited the yeshiva in the Panovich yeshiva in Bnei Berak. And I was there and I asked, where's Rav Shach? I want to see the Rosh Yeshiva. He said, no, you can't see him now. He's giving shiur. He was in his 90s. And you see old man, old, short, old man. And you see hundreds of students around him like lions. And they have the Gemariot open. And he's standing over there in front of them. And he's banging on the teba, giving them chidushim. And he was talking in Yiddish, so I didn't understand what he was saying. But I'm watching it. And all of a sudden he must have said a big, big chidush. And chaos broke out. All the guys, screaming, yelling back. He's screaming back at them and they're yelling. What's going on over here? I said, how is it possible? Such amazing 90s. And he's going at it like they're in a wrestling match. They're battling each other in the Gemara back and forth. And the explanation is, because since he's connected to Torah, and that's his life, so when you're connected to the Etz Chaim, so that gives a person an existence. He was still fresh. He was still exuberant. He had a certain vivaciousness of life. That's what the Torah does. But Chas v'Shalom, you disconnect from Torah, already the body is not the same. Not the physical and not the spiritual. If you understand this, maybe you heard of the Pasuk once. V'zot ha-Torah asher sam Moshe. You know, when we take the Torah out of the Hechal, we say, V'zot ha-Torah asher sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. This is the Torah asher sam Moshe. Sam means that he placed. He placed the Torah in front of us. But in Hebrew, the word sam, you know what it also means? Sam is a potion. Like a medicine. V'zot ha-Torah, this is the Torah, asher sam Moshe, it's sam hayim. The Torah is a potion or an elixir of life. Asher sam Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rabotai, you want life? You want a medicine that cures everything? V'zot ha-Torah. Bar Menan, if a person takes the Torah and puts it on the side, and neglects the Torah, it's also a sam. Sam ha-mavet. It's a poison. And if a person has a choice, God says you have free will. Either choose life in the learning of the Torah and connecting to the mitzvot, or you could run away from the Torah. It's also sam. Sam ha-mavet. Oh, with this we understand. Why did God give us 10 commandments? Now we're getting into the Hadushim. When God gave us the 10 commandments, God wanted to give us life. On that day we're getting the Torah. God says, today I'm going to connect you to life. I'm going to give you Chokhmah. Ha-chokhmah tachayed ma'aleha. Chokhmah gives a person life. So how many commandments did he give us? Yod. 10. Because 10 is corresponding to the letter Yod of Hashem's name. And that's where the wisdom is. And that's what the Torah is. You know what the Gemara Avodah Zarah says? On the day that we received the Torah, there was no more death in the world. The Malach HaMavet retired. He said, how am I going to kill them? Once they accepted the Torah, the Malach HaMavet was fired temporarily. That's why it says, on the Ten Commandments, the letters were chiseled into the stone. It says, Harut ala luchot. What does Harut mean? Chiseled. The Gemara says, Al tikre Harut ila Harut. Freedom. Freedom from what? Harut min malach ha-mavet. Once we receive the Ten Commandments, the letter Yud, we got the Ten, which is 620, which is the whole Torah. Harut min malach ha-mavet. On this day that we receive the Torah, you know what the Pasuk says? Ani amarti Elohim atem, ubnei alyon kullechem. You are like angels. Ubnei alyon. We held on the Torah. There shouldn't have been another death forever. But what happened? few days later, we worship the Egel. Once we worship the Egel, what do? We took the Yud, the 10, we dropped it. Oh, once you drop the Yud, what does the Pasuk say? Achen ke'adam temutun. Borei Olam says, you left the Torah, you left the Chokhmah. Orech yamin bimina. I gave you 10, I gave you the magic of life. I gave you life insurance. I gave you the best policy. And what did you do? You left it. Achen ke'adam temutun. Oh, now we understand. What does Borei Olam say? You went against the 10 commandments. In order to fix going against the 10 commandments, you need to bring Mahasita Shekel. How much is the Mahasita Shekel? The Mahasita Shekel is Asara. It's 10. 10 is connected to 10. That means, when you give the Mahasita Shekel, or read this Parashah Mahasita Shekel, it's not just a commemoration. Oh yeah, they used to give it, we give it. You're fixing a tikkun of the sin of the Eger that brought death to the world. And by doing Mahasita Shekel, it brings life to the Jewish nation. It brings back Hayim. This 10, corresponding this 10. Because the magic of the number 10 is Yod. Yod Vav Dalet. It turns Devai into Yod. And it turns Eres into Eser. And therefore, by giving the Mahasita Shekel, even today. Today we don't give half a shekel, we give Zecher the Mahasita Shekel. But you have to know, before Purim, you're going to give a coin to the Chacham. Zecher the Mahasita Shekel. Don't think that this is a small item. When you give this coin, you have to think in your mind, I'm giving 10 grams of silver to the synagogue or to the Tamidach, wherever you're giving it to. And this should be, for me, a refuah. Because we worship the Egel. And when we worship the Egel, we denounce the 10 commandments. And at that time, the 10, the Yud, turned into Devai. Turned into death. Now I'm coming to make a tikkun. And what's my tikkun? I'm going to come and give Asara keneged Asara. Back to the Yud. This is Gemara on Shabbat. Gemara on Shabbat says, when you go visit a sick person in the hospital, you should not stand by his head. Why? Exactly. Because the Shekhinah is on top of the head of the sick person. That's why you're supposed to stand a little behind him. And you have to be very respectful in the room, not only because you're in front of a person, but the Shekhinah is there. No fooling around, no things that are not appropriate. The Shekhinah is on top of the head of a sick person. So the Gemara says, how do we know that the Shekhinah is on top of a sick person? How do we know? There must be a Pasuk. You know what the Pasuk the Gemara brings? Our Pasuk. Hashem yisadenu al eres devai. God will help the sick person on his deathbed. Oh, so what does the Pasuk teach me? That God is by his deathbed. God is there. But it doesn't tell me it's over his head. How did the Gemara know from that Pasuk that it's on his head? Hear my question? Yeah, the God is there. Hashem yisadenu. God will help him because he's there. But maybe he's over his feet. Maybe he's over his stomach. How do you know it's over his head? You want a hadush? Let me tell you a hadush. You know why I'm happy about the shiur? Because I know nobody can repeat it. That means it stays by me. Otherwise, if I say hadushim you can repeat, I make a living on this. This is my job. So I know when you go out, it was great. The rabbi told us a lot of things tonight, but I can't repeat it over. That means I have to come in. You cannot sell it. Otherwise, each guy's going to steal the hadushim. Even the rabbis that listen to the tapes, they won't be able to say it over so good, I don't think. So good. No, it's yours. You have to come here to hear the Devei Torah. That's fine. You have a copyright. I'm just joking. Otherwise, I wish they'd be able to say it over. There's no copyright on the Torah. Listen to Hadush. When you look at your friend, the Zohar HaKadosh writes this. What are you supposed to see when you look at your friend? What are you supposed to see? I see a head, I see a body, I see legs, what am I supposed to see? When you look at your friend, every human being is created in the image of Yudke Vavke. I'm going to give you a new way. You look at a guy now, you're going to see Yudke Vavke. That's why you have to have respect for people. Because the respect of people is the respect of Hashem. Because every human being is created in the image of God. What does it mean, the image of God? So the Zohar HaKadosh writes, the head is like the letter Yud. The head, like a little head comes out of the guy's neck over there, Yud. See, now you're looking, I see Yuds, all Yuds, Yuds popping out. Hey, some Yud is nicer than the others, like the Sefer Torah, some Yud is a nicer Yud. Not everybody's Yud looks the same, but it's a Yud. Some has a better penmanship, some has worse penmanship. But okay, it's a Yud. His right hand is He, five fingers. A Yud, He. The body itself, standing, is a Vav. And his left hand is He. So when a person is like this, you see Yud, He, Vav, He. That's the kavod of the human being. But for our purpose, what did we learn? The head is the Yud. That's where the Yud is. Now we understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, how do we know that the Shekhinah is on top of the head of the sick person? Hashem yisadenu al eres devai. What is eres? Eres is otiyot eser. Devai is otiyot Yud. So you go, Hashem yisadenu, where? Al-Iris Devai, on the place of the Isr, on the place of the Yud, where's that? On the head. If this part you understand, now we can go back to the Pesukim of the Sheker. The Pasuk says, Kitisa et Rosh b'nei Yisrael. You remember I asked you a long time ago, why did it say Rosh? You say Kitisa b'nei Yisrael when you're going to count the Jewish people. Because the Torah is telling you, you're counting the Rosh. Because the Rosh is corresponding what? The Yud. And the Yud is corresponding what? Chokhmah. And when the Jewish people received the Ten Commandments, they had the Yud. They were connected to the Chokhmah. They were connected to light. Chokhmah tehayed ba'aleha. But once they worshipped the golden calf, the Yud turned into Devai. The Eser turned into Eres. Eres Devai. Bar Minnan, the Menachem Mavit was back in business. That caused Sarot. We need to get back to Yud. So what does God say? Tell the Jewish people to give Mahasit HaShekel. But corresponding what? It Rosh B'nei Yisrael. Bring back the Yud. Give them back the, like the rabbi said, Avni Yudach, give me the Yud, I'll fix it for you. So just keep the Sat Rosh, let me fix the Rosh. And then the Torah says, Velo Yeh Behem Negev. Once we fix the Yud, there won't be any damage, there won't be any troubles. So what you should give? Zeyetenu. Mahasit HaShekel, Esrim Gera HaShekel. We asked, why did it say Esrim Gera? It should say Asara. Now we understand what the Zohar HaKadosh meant. Because Esrim is what? Yud, Vav, Dalet. How much is Yud, Vav, Dalet equal? 20. The Pasuk is hinting to us. Esrim, which is really Yud. Because that's what you're coming to fix. You're coming to fix the Yud, Vav, Dalet. Because at the time of the Egel, the Yud, Vav, Dalet switched to Devai. You know what's being said over here? In layman's terms, the layman's version of all this, Mahasit HaShekel is a tikkun for the Egel. So, well, what did the Egel do? The Egel brought death to the world. And Mahasit HaShekel brings life to the world. You shouldn't belittle what we're doing this Shabbat when they take out the second Sefer Torah and they start reading this. Barmanan, if somebody is sick, if somebody has chole nefesh, his soul is sick, his body is sick, all that comes from the Egel. Because once we worship the Egel, we disconnected from the Ten Commandments, from the letter Yud, which is Chokhmah, which is Kim Hayinu V'Orech Yamenu. And once that, it's finished. So Borei Olam says, I'm going to make a way you can redeem yourself. Give 10 grams of silver once a year to the Beit HaMikdash. Esrim. Now, don't give Esrim. So why are you telling me Esrim then? Because Esrim really is Yud, Yud Vav Dalet. Because that's what you're coming to fix. Why Yud Vav Dalet? Because you're turning Devai, Yud Vav Dalet, or Devai into Yud, into the Yud again. And once you fix that, you have life again. And therefore one should take the mitzvah of Mahasita Shekel very seriously. According to the halakha, ladies are exempt from giving Mahasita Shekel. But the Kaf HaChaim brings down that today that we're giving it as a commemoration, ladies should give Mahasita Shekel also. But now you know the kavana, not just to go sign your name on a paper and throw 50 cents in the paper plate and fulfill your obligation like this. They're special coins, half dollar coins, that have 10 grams of silver in them. The old, they call them the Susan B. Anthony, the old coins, they have silver in them, 10 grams, like the times in the Beit HaMikdash. When a person goes and gives such a coin, where do you have? I have those coins, don't worry. You come to me, I'll give you those coins. And you have kavanah that I want to give this coin, because maybe I'm also like the Jewish people. Maybe I neglected the Torah over the course of the year. Maybe I didn't fulfill all the Ten Commandments, which is really all the 620 mitzvot. Maybe I was also derelict to a certain degree. And maybe that's why I don't feel good. Maybe that's why my life is upside down a little. Maybe that's why things are not going, because once you disconnect from the Yud of the Chokhmah, the Arizal says, without a Yud, hafakhta, it all becomes Erez Devai, becomes trouble. So you say, you know what? I'm going to fix it, Borei Olam. Zecher ma'asita shekel. Ah, 10, can I get 10? Esrim gira, it's not Esrim. Esrim means Yud Vav Dalet, which is Esrim. And that's what the Pasuk is, the Sat Rosh. You're putting back the Rosh, you're putting back the Yud, that's where the Chokhmah is. That's why you count the Rosh. Pay close attention when we read it this Shabbat, even though it's not a mitzvah from the Torah, I agree, to read it. It's only a commemoration from the rabbis to read it. But the reading is very significant. Most people get excited when it comes to Parashat Zachor. Be'ezrat Hashem, I'll explain to you Parashat Zachor. There's four parashiyot that we have to explain to you. Zachor is the next one. Then we'll explain to you Para, and Chodesh, we'll explain to you all those parashiyot. But don't belittle the Shekel. The Mahasita Shekel is one of the greatest tikkunim. On this we have to be upset that we don't have a Beit HaMikdash today. Because in the olden days they were actually able to make the tikkun an actuality. Today we say Zecher. Zecher is commemoration. In the olden days they were able to give the ten gerah, and it was able to fix and connect them back to the Yud, to the Kitisat Rosh, to the head where the Yud is, and they were able to bring themselves to a healing, to Rifuah, Verapo Yirape, Yud Rape. The Rifuah comes from the Yud. But today we can only do it Unchalema Parim Sefatir, we can only do it as a but still it has a value. The Musar for us is to stick to the Torah, to stick to the mitzvot. Those people that stick to the Torah and mitzvot, you don't have to say it according to the high level. People that stick to Torah and mitzvot, it keeps them away from the other troubles of life. When a person leaves Torah, where does he end up? In drugs, in gambling, in all the ta'avot of this world. And what does it do to him? It eventually kills him. It eventually takes him out of this world. It eventually destroys him. Those that have an addiction of Torah, It pushes away all the other machalot. כל המחלה של סמתי במצרים לא אשים עליך. It's either the Ten Commandments or the Ten Plagues. It's 10 or 10. There's no, you're going to get something. So therefore, choose the Ten Commandments. Choose the Yod. That's where life is. And then, Be'azat Hashem, we can learn this Musar. Halakha l'ma'asin that comes in this class. Listen to the parasha of the Shabbat. Give the ma'asit ha-shekel with the kavara that I told you. And halakha l'ma'asin, connect yourself back. Don't leave the book. The Satan cannot penetrate those that have a hold and grip on Etz Chaim Hi L'ma'azikim Ba. And then Be'azat Hashem, in the zechut that we talked about it tonight, and that we revealed the secret of it. We revealed the secret of the depth of Ma'azit HaShekel. Hashem Yisadenu. Borei Olam will help us. Eretz Devai in the sicknesses. Kol Mishkavu Hafechta Becholyo. Borei Olam will turn Eretz Devai back into Eser Yud. In the zechut of the mitzvah of Ma'azit HaShekel. Baruch Adonai Olam.